Solar energy in the Granite State had a banner year in 2015, with solar installations large and small sprouting up all over the state. The solar industry now may be a victim of its own success. The state's electric utilities are approaching a limit on a key program that has served to support the growth of the solar industry, something called net metering. This net metering debate is playing out in many states. Here to give us the latest on what's happening with net metering here in New Hampshire is Sam Evans-Brown, NHPR's environment reporter. Sam, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here, Peter.
So, Sam, as a baseline here, we need to know what net metering is and why we're fighting about it.
So, net metering is often referred to as the policy that lets you spin your meter backwards if you have solar panels on your roof. And what that means really is that you're allowed to sell excess power back to the grid at the same rate as whatever you're paying for power. So that's where the net part comes in. You might not be using electricity when you're making it, but if you balance the energy you sell to the grid with the energy you buy, you can net zero energy. And we're fighting about this because utilities say that anyone who's paying $0 or close to zero on their electric bill is not paying for the upkeep of the poles and wires they're using to get that energy carried to and fro. The argument is that the cost that they're avoiding gets shifted onto non-solar customers. For the solar industry, meanwhile, this is like a fight for survival. Any state with a meaningful solar market has some sort of net metering policy. So it's really been the program that's enabled the solar boom that we've seen in recent years.
And New Hampshire has a 50 megawatt cap on net metering. And we've been hearing for months that we are nearing that cap. And today, as I understand it, we start to hear the debate about whether and how to lift that cap.
Right. So there's this grand compromise that's been in the works for months and months and has this list of co-sponsors that's sort of speckled with leading energy voices from both parties and has won the blessing of both utilities and, for the most part, the solar industry. And so what it does is this. It lifts the 50-megawatt cap to 75 megawatts, and 60% of that increase would be set aside for residential customers. So we're talking about people who are putting solar panels on rooftops. And anyone who wants to can still net meter after the cap is reached, but you won't be grandfathered in if there's a rate change in the future.
Which brings us to the second big proposal.
Exactly. Because the cap is only being lifted as this interim measure to keep the solar industry from stopping dead right now. So while the solar guys are working on using up those additional 25 megawatts, the public utilities regulators are going to get to work on a replacement for net metering. And we've seen in other states where this fight is playing out what the alternatives have been. It could be a different rate, probably a less generous one. It could be an additional charge on solar homes to pay for the poles and wires. Or it could be something totally novel, like they're working on Maine, which essentially creates this central broker for solar who would make a portfolio of all the energy and other benefits to the grid of thousands of solar customers in order to try to monetize them on these regional energy markets that small-scale solar generators have a really hard time accessing on their own. And the last interesting piece for this bill is that for the first time, we actually see an end date to net metering. So if you've got a net meter today and this bill passes, you get to keep it until 2040, and then after that, you've got to join the replacement program, whatever that winds up being.
So you mentioned that the solar industry is on board, quote, for the most part.
Right. And what's going on here is the solar industry would really like to see the net metering cap removed entirely for the whole year while the PUC is working on the new rules. They contend that it took us more than a decade to get up to 10 megawatts of solar, and then we went from 10 to 50 in just 2 years. So basically, they're scared they're going to eat through that cap before the new rules can be written, and once again, they'll be looking at having to turn customers away who are ready to write a check.
Well, Sam, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.
That's NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown.